buddy, this is bad.
What happened?
Not bad like end of the world kind of bad, but bad for folks who have no control over this, yet are going to catch the most heat because of it. I mean, you two can agree, going out for breakfast would be the most affordable meal.
It's always been that way.
You kind of have an idea in your head of what you're going to spend for that.
Sure. Well, not anymore.
What happened?
It all has to do with your egg.
Frickin' eggs.
You're hanging out in the break, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF story on 10 NBC yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's a headline that's one of the funniest we've seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
Consumer alert. Want to order an omelet? It will cost you.
Put the brakes on them eggs.
And then
this is no yolk.
If there's a... If the headline isn't funny enough, underneath the headline, there's a picture of a chicken mid-cluck.
Yeah.
And it's a real chicken. So the story deals with eggflation.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the promises from the newest incoming presidential administration, egg prices have skyrocketed in recent weeks. And it's bad for restaurants that mostly serve eggs.
Yeah.
Think diners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a national and a local issue. And we'll start nationally.
All right, what happened?
Story on 10 NBC talks about what the Waffle House had to do.
Which is basically breakfast all day.
You got it. Now, they're open 24-7. Turns out, fun fact, the Waffle House sells double the amount of eggs than they do waffles.
Oh, okay.
But Egg House just sounds weird. I think I'm getting Chinese. Because of the egg price increase, Waffle House is now charging a 50-cent surcharge per egg in your order.
Bam.
On top of what the food already costs, meaning if you get a 3-egg omelet, it's going to cost what it costs, plus an extra $1.50 for your meal.
Okay.
Local places, some of them, are doing something similar. Are you familiar with DERFs in Fairport?
DERFs? Never heard of DERFs.
It's a breakfast mainstay, buddy.
DERFs. You want anything from DERFs, honey? What are you doing over at DERFs?
It does sound like you're having a medical emergency.
Yeah, it's like something's caught in your throat.
DERFs does breakfast and brunch. They're good.
Yeah.
If you walk in and look at their whiteboard listing that they have for their omelets of the day, Eggs Benny, stuff like that, they are charging a 25-cent surcharge per egg, and they say that they have to.
Yeah.
Gines on Park Avenue.
Well, that's number one.
Now, they say they're not adding an egg surcharge just yet.
But
they say they've seen a 400% spike in their food costs.
So I never look when I buy eggs. I just grab them. So how much are a dozen eggs now?
I have not bought eggs in a long time, so I don't know. Kimmy, what's eggs cost?
I don't know either.
I mean, I just bought them last week, and I couldn't tell you.
Kimmy, Bill Gates. Hey, what's it? Remember when they asked Bill Gates what he thought a gallon of milk cost, and he guessed $9? That's you. Can you Google what the average American, give me New York State
Standard egg.
Thank, what other egg
No, not
egg
like
would
the organic
Fabergé?
Or something. No, but you know, they got the brown, fancy, organic ones. Standard white-ass egg.
Standard, uncut, pure Colombian egg.
Yeah.
But, I mean, tell me, what can he listen?
$4.
$4 for a dozen.
A little over $4.
Bam.
$4. All okay.
Right. That's, average.
Are
a dozen.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are we witnessing the death of breakfast, going out for breakfast?
Well, right now, you would think. But it doesn't seem like those numbers aren't so shocking. Like, if the breakfast only costs you another
50 cents.
Well, let's say you wanted a 3-egg omelet.
Sure.
So they're going to whack you a buck and a half.
Well, okay.
Is that going to stop you?
All right, well, that's what I'm asking. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kimmy. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, no, I was going to say, because the beauty of going out for breakfast is you're getting more than just eggs, too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting pancakes. I'm getting all the...
You're getting a sausage.
I'm getting a platter
bacon,
of breakfast food. So even if I decided, eggs are too expensive, there's 100 other things on that menu I could get.
No, but I mean, everybody has eggs.
But I wouldn't stop. It
wouldn't stop me, I guess.
Okay.
At
that
point.
All right.
I mean, those aren't like even if you told me like, all right, so a carton of eggs cost me $4.
Yeah.
And I don't think that would stop me from buying them.
Well, I mean, look, you're a millionaire. That's really nice that you have that kind of money. You just throw egg money around all willy-nilly.
I'm worth hundreds.
Look, Rochester is a diner town. We've talked about this, right? We have a billion diners, yet every Saturday and Sunday morning.
Oh, they're packed.
Lines out the door.
And I bet you it's going to stay that way.
Okay, let's do a little math. Let's say every order you now make is going to cost you an extra $3 between a hike in price in general and a potential egg surcharge.
Mm.
Now, you have it easy because you're just going with your wife.
Right.
Kimmy doesn't have any kids. She's going with her husband.
But if I got a crew of kids.
Family of four.
That's going to crush it.
Right? I mean, that's $12.
Right.
That's an extra $12. That could be a third to 50% more than you were going to spend on breakfast.
Yeah.
And you're right. It doesn't seem like a lot in the moment.
Mm.
But if you go out for breakfast on a regular basis, That adds up.
Okay.
It adds up.
So you may. So you'll be cutting back.
Okay. So Kelly, thank you, Kelly, who she just sent me a screenshot from the Wegmans app. Right now at Wegmans, it looks like eggs are $5 a dozen.
That's for their standard egg.
That's grade AA large egg, right, buddy. And the 18 count of eggs, $7.48.
So don't even go near those organic brown eggs then.
Well, no, they have guards with guns standing by them at all times. So here's the thing.
What?
There are two. You feel for the restaurants,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
You feel even more for these waiters and waitresses.
Oh, yeah, because they're the ones that are getting screamed.
And they're going to take.
I can't imagine.
They're going to take a beating in tips, too.
Yeah, they are.
Right? People are not going to tip an extra on the extra 50 cents per. I'll tip you on the breakfast, but I'm not tipping you on the
that
50
egg
cents per
egg. Surcharge is coming out of their tip for sure.
Yeah. Any chintz. Any chance to chintz people are going to take.
Chance of chintz?
You know what I'm saying.
And what, you're talking chintzing and a chintzing?
Yeah. And even if
chintzing and a chintzing. Chintzing.
Kimmy ruined it.
Sorry. I didn't know it was coming. My bad. And even if, let's say, that person doesn't take money from their tip, they're still going to have to say something.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be like, well, you know, egg prices, I might not come back here next time if it keeps going up. Like, they're still going to find a way to be a dick
the
about
bitch.
It.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, so there are two things, as we talk again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, story last night on 10BC about eggflation. Again, the headline, brilliant. Mm. Consumer alert, want to order an omelet? It will cost you. And then there's a chicken. Because it picks a chicken.
Looking surprised.
Again, Durf's in Fairport.
Durf's.
They do breakfast and brunch. They are now charging an extra 25 cents per egg because of how expensive they got. We don't have any Waffle Houses near us, but Waffle Houses nationally are doing a 50 cent surcharge per egg. And Gines, who says they are not yet at the point where they're going to surcharge, they did say that their food costs have increased 400%.
Bam.
What makes this extra brutal for these diner owners?
Whatever.
One, there is literally nothing they can do.
No, because they're at the mercy of the guy bringing them the eggs.
So here's a not so fun fact.
Also known as a distributor.
Or a chicken.
Chicken distributor, yes.
Tommy, did you know in the last 3 months, it's estimated that 20 million egg-laying chickens have died in the U.S. of bird flu?
I did not know.
20 wow. million.
How many birds we got?
25 million. Damn, I don't know.
We're down to six cluckers. Wait, call Durf's. Emergency call.
But like, there's nowhere else to get eggs or an egg substitute. Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
Is Eggs Beaters eggs?
No, those ones that
come in like the carton.
Those are eggs, but the brand Egg Beaters
used
to be fake eggs.
So what is it?
Back in the day.
But I don't now know it's eggs?
I don't know. But like, I remember back in the day, they weren't actual eggs.
Okay, is it cheaper to get stuff like that now?
Well, I don't know. Because I think the stuff you get now has eggs in it.
Oh, well, that doesn't help us.
Yeah.
You could also.
An egg substitute, I guess.
You could also find a friend with chickens, because they're always trying to give away those eggs.
Okay, but that's if their chickens don't get bird flu.
Yeah, good point.
Right?
Good point. I mean, but as of now, I know like people that I have a couple of friends that have chicken coops, and they have so many eggs, they don't know what to do with
that's
them all.
Great tip. Great tip.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, and I know, like, look, I mean, now we're going to get into a whole, like, you know, rabbit hole of, factory farming, and that's why these things spread so quickly. But there have been stories, too, of people that had chickens in their backyard were not having any other association with birds, and their birds just died.
From the flu?
Whether it was from other birds that were, like, flying over, things get dropped,
don't
stuff
wear
like
your
that.
Mask, and put the mask on the bird.
Crow coughed at its face. But past the there's nothing they can do, what makes it even more brutal for these restaurant owners,
now.
Breakfast is the one meal that you can get pretty close to restaurant quality at home.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like,
well, so the first thing you ever learned how to cook as a kid was to fry or scramble an egg.
Exactly. Like, you go to a diner because you want to go to a diner.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a Chinese restaurant or a Mexican place or a pizza joint where I can't make it.
You just crack an egg.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, every dad is a certified diner chef.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it won't be the same because we go to those diners because they're better. But if cost becomes an issue, my slightly less good breakfast could save my family some serious money.
True.
That is, until it's too expensive to even buy eggs grocery shopping.
Well, then they'll start coming down because, well, no, I guess you can't if the damn birds keep dying.
And that's just it. And here's the thing. Now we're getting debates here. Industry analysis writes us on Instagram. Good. Sounds like they know what they're talking about. I bought eggs yesterday. They were the same price they've been for ages. $4.99 for cage-free eggs at Wegmans. It's a money grab from restaurants from BS news stories. I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
Like when you see big chain grocery stores raising prices, why you think that would be a money grab? I get that. But when it comes to a place like Durf's, thank you. I mean, that hurts them bad.
Oh, sure. It's
having to charge that extra 25 cents. Yeah. So, I mean, if it is a money grab, I think it's coming from above a place like Durf's.
Durf's.
Thank you. Right? I don't like, you know, because, Kimmy, every person that walks into Durf's, is going to complain about the extra 25 cents per egg. They don't
who would
want
you complain to? Durf. Durf. I want to work with you, Durf.
252-WCFM.
You're going to hurt yourself.
That's why I keep having them do it. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Listen, there is easy solution for me. This is about to. Spring is coming, and then all the geese in the marketplace over there, they start dropping eggs very soon. If you live in Pittsburgh like Tommy, there is by 64 over there, usually a zillion of geese that start dropping eggs. So I want to collect all those geese.
You're going to eat goose eggs from the wild, Teddy? Don't do that!
Why not?
Teddy, I don't think you're allowed to take goose eggs. I think that's against the law.
Well, make sure you don't get cut, though.
Okay, do not listen to this, man.
So just go walk around with a basket?
Also, geese are the nastiest of
all. You've
got to be fast to grab that damn egg.
I can't say I've heard of somebody doing that before.
There is a lot of people doing it. Nobody talking about it.
Wait, shut up, Teddy! Man. Everybody's out there stealing goose eggs and nobody's talking about it, man.
Call Channel 10.
Teddy, you're not really stealing goose eggs, are you?
No, but I did one time probably about 30 years ago. I was playing golf in, somewhere southern tier over there. The geese drop egg in the middle of fairway, and then I was to get it, but I didn't take home.
Okay, well, that's a great story, Teddy. Thank you for the call. Do not steal goose eggs.
I would be afraid some damn bird falls out of that thing when I crack it.
I was gonna say,
like some
that's a good point. Because
half aborted baby bird.
Ooh, yeah.
No, that's what it would be.
No. I mean, you're right, because the chicken eggs are unfertilized.
It's going to be like one egg, one eyeball staring at you through the whites.
Don't.
That's gross,
man.
Do that.
We have Facebook messages coming in. Oh, my God.
Well, think about it,
man. I don't know what just happened in the last 3 minutes. We were having a conversation about eggs and diners in Fairport.
Yeah.
Durf. And all of a sudden, now we're talking about stealing goose eggs and half-aborted geese. Facebook messages coming in.
I'm calling Albany.
You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Karen.
What's Karen got?
Karen says, when eggs show up at the farmer's market, I get very excited. You can normally get them cheaper, and as the weather gets better, you'll have more of a selection. Maybe that'll be able to give people a cheaper egg option.
Yeah, but now I got to take a road trip for an omelet.
Well, no. I mean,
to get the eggs to go home and cook them.
There are farmer's markets in our area that sell eggs.
Yeah, true. But you got to wait.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just depends on if you look. I know that you're not someone who goes out of their way to save money.
No.
Because you have so much of it. It's a smart financial move on your part. No, but I mean, if you are someone that has to budget.
Right.
If you are a family that is large, tight on cash, I mean, the farmer's market is a godsend. That is, if they have the eggs. I mean, I don't know if
Their chickens can get sick, too.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a flu. What do you do?
So the most shocking part of this story. Right. And again, take this with a grain of salt because it's speculation. But there were industry experts that claim.
What did they say?
If we continue to see the bird flu the way it's going.
You're going to wipe out birds?
A dozen eggs will hit $8.
$8?
I mean, look, again.
That would be shocking.
Take it with a grain of salt.
All right.
Take it with a grain of salt. Who knows?
Could we run out of chicken? Just like we're done?
Like forever? Like,
I don't know.
Like they go extinct?
I don't know. Like, they keep getting this flu.
I don't know.
And then we're all running around with Teddy chasing geese all over some place with baskets of eggs.
I do wonder at what point eggs just become too expensive to buy.
I would say $8 would be a game changer. That's shocking.
Well, yeah, but everything's in eggs. Or eggs are in everything.
Well, it would affect everything you eat. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, name me a food that we enjoy on a regular basis that don't use eggs.
Can you make bread without eggs?
Probably. What's unleavened bread?
There are certain types of bread.
Like regular-ass bread.
Yeah. You don't need eggs, but it's not like you're, you know. I mean,
like lunch bread. Like standard bread.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can make it without eggs. Yeah. I don't think you make that. Right. Kimmy, can you give me, will you Google the most popular food without eggs so we know what we'll all be eating for the rest
steak.
Of our lives? Now, the good news here.
Good news, egg people.
Good news is it is believed that as the weather gets warmer, that helps kill the virus.
Oh.
And the chickens are able to like spread out and not cough on each other all that much.
I should get outside.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right.
With the warmer weather, it may see a downturn in the avian, right. The you know, the bird flu, yeah. Chicken flu, whatever the hell they got. But again,
can we get it?
Also, theory. Look, I don't want to speak out of turn here because I have seen headlines where it's like avian flu moved to humans. But
I thought it did before, like in China.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, see, this is why we can't have this conversation because idiot you who doesn't have the answer goes, I think I
heard
it. No,
that's when they first, because they ran out of eggs, that's when they started bringing in barges of cheese.
I don't.
Yes, humans can get bird flu. It's called avian influenza.
But
they can contract bird flu through close contact with infected birds, their droppings, or contaminated surfaces.
You know what the worst part?
What's that?
No, we can't lay eggs anymore.
But it mostly affects people who obviously work with poultry or wild birds.
All right, so Kimmy, by the way, Jacob writes us.
Oh, what's Jacob saying?
Amish chicken farm in Branchport sells a dozen eggs for
$2. $2?
Would you buy Amish eggs?
Yeah, but I'm not driving to Branchport.
I don't even know
if there was like a stand.
Way the hell out.
Would you get eggs from a stand?
So here's the thing.
I have.
Oh.
There was a guy in Webster that used to do. I used to get them.
But I don't know. Like, I know, like, our eggs are different than eggs in other countries. Like, there's things we do to our eggs.
Yeah.
Right? Do they do those to our eggs?
I don't know.
So I don't know what I'm buying. That makes me a little bit nervous.
Really?
So
I'm naive. I'm ignorant.
Like a rough foreign egg?
No. Well, I mean, it would be a foreign egg on American soil.
Like a more of a rough egg.
I guess.
All right. I don't know.
I don't know.
Again, I don't want to pop one open and have a wing fall out.
So what? Who cares? You just crack the next egg.
Man, if I cracked an egg and there's a baby ass bird in there.
You know, that can happen with the eggs you buy from the store, too.
I've never. No. People say that it's never happened.
Because you need a rooster.
They inspect all that stuff.
Unless a rooster got into the chicken coop.
There are pictures
of
people who have bought eggs from grocery stores where there are either.
It's so rare.
I don't know how that would happen.
It's so rare. And by the way, I think that probably happened like in the 1920s.
By the way, if the Amish are selling the eggs, why would they have a rooster near the chickens?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
You said you wouldn't want to buy the Amish eggs because you might get a half a wing coming out of them.
I don't know. If they're not, I don't know how rough these eggs are.
Okay, you keep saying rough egg.
Sketch-ass egg.
Sketch-ass, rough-ass, thrift store egg.
What's a Goodwill omelet? Just as good as a regular omelet, I'm telling you.
And look, if you're okay with supporting a small business, mm-hmm. paying an extra 25 cents per egg.
Where do I go?
Well, that would be down in Fairport.
You nerves!
All right, everybody, I hope we're going to move on. I appreciate the call. Again, do not steal geese eggs.
No.
You did.
No.
Do not.
Yes. Don't listen to Teddy. Don't follow Teddy.
No. Avoid geese.
Yeah.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all make mistakes, Tommy.
Yeah, I know.
Right now, like when you're choking on a carrot trying to get your headphones on. 30 years in the business, ladies and gentlemen. Why am I not in any Hall of Fame?
Well, I didn't know we were coming back.
We all make mistakes, like Kimmy just did. But it's important to not judge people too harshly.
All right, whatever.
That being said, what the hell was this guy thinking? Because if there is one thing that is a universal do not do with this job, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact, if the allegations are true, that not only he considered doing this, then followed through, would make you nervous that he has a job responsible for making decisions with kids' safety hanging in the balance in any capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A bus driver from Ontario County.
What happened?
Is in some serious trouble
after
an incident on Monday. Authorities say the 57-year-old man brought a gun on the school bus.
Yes.
Reading that headline initially last night, how did you think this story was going to play out?
That he kept it for security, like, on him.
Okay.
but nobody knew it was there.
Okay. Kimmy, when you saw this headline last night, how did you think the story was going to play out?
I thought it was going to be some sort of, like, mistake or, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that there's no way somebody with this kind of job would think that that was something that they should do.
Okay. So, with the headline, brought a gun on the school bus, the bus driver. He didn't put the gun in a holster and get on the bus for the day. He did not forget that he had a gun on him and accidentally went to work.
Yep.
The story on 13 Wham says this bus driver, in the middle of the day,
on a run,
while driving his bus.
And there was kids on the bus.
Oh, right? Hold on. But no, when he...
Put it in.
I'm sorry. He went to a retail store while, again, driving the bus.
Yeah, pulled in with the big old bus.
Yep. Opened the door so the little stop sign came out. Yeah. And purchased a .22 caliber rifle. Police say he then took the gun.
Running an errand.
Yeah. Got back on the bus, put the rifle while still in the box under his seat, and then went back to work.
Yes.
The Ontario County Sheriff's Department later that day got a complaint. And they found...
somebody saw it.
Yes.
It wasn't hidden away enough where, you know, it was out of people's eyesight, yeah.
But so they got a complaint. They found the bus on Route 247. They pulled the bus over, which had 12 students on board at the time.
Right.
That's when they say they found not only the rifle in the box under his seat, they say they also found a box of ammunition.
Well, you want to get the ammunition. They give you a better deal when you buy them as a set.
So either one of these kids saw the rifle and called the cops, or the only other way I can think, someone in the parking lot of that store watched this guy carry a rifle onto a school bus.
Too. Right, or even the retailer could have said, hey, I didn't realize at the time.
Yeah.
Either way, this
or a parent getting their kid off the bus.
Yeah, you would have to.
You're waiting there.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, waiting for the door to open.
No matter how this was called in,
he
is now facing some serious charges, criminal possession of a weapon on school grounds and endangering the welfare of a child. And I think the most pertinent question with this story is,
what's that?
What the hell were you thinking? How did any part of this plan seem like a good idea?
So he must have thought, well, I'm just buying it. The ammunition. It's not loaded. Why can't I do that? Like, I guess he didn't read the manual or go to any of the seminars on busing 101.
Okay. All right. No, hold on. I want to be clear and be fair. The story on 13 Wham says there was no indication he was going to use the weapon to carry out any kind of violence on the bus.
Right? Like, right.
Okay. And no kids were on the bus when he purchased the gun.
That was my question.
Yes,
I didn't know if people made this like mid-run.
The bus was empty when he got the rifle.
Because it was midday, right?
Yeah. Right. So if you want to give a point for anything,
okay.
He didn't buy the gun while there were still kids on the bus.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
If there is one thing everyone knows, it's that you don't bring a gun anywhere near a school.
Yes.
Anywhere near anything involving a school or anywhere... where there are kids that are not your kids.
Yeah, this isn't the 1950s.
Yes. There is a kind of funny, if the story wasn't so insane, detail from the police in the story. They say that when he stopped to get the rifle from the store, like we said, there were no kids on the bus.
Yeah.
So, it feels like they included that because that was an argument the guy made when they found him with the rifle.
I would think, yeah.
Like,
well, no kids around.
I didn't bring them to the store.
I mean,
I wasn't doing it technically on the school's time.
Well, like it would create some kind of gray area. Guys, I made sure there were no kids waiting so I could get my gun. All I did was bring the gun on the bus and put it under my seat when I gave them a ride home.
Okay, so you remember when there was a bus driver shortage?
Yes.
And we were saying, we'll take... anybody, basically, to drive these buses?
No, they didn't say that.
Well, they were really loosening the rules.
No.
You could take them younger.
Yes.
And they were kind of
this guy's
like,
57, so that wouldn't apply here.
No, but maybe he came in under the, hey, we're looking for bus drivers. Because, like, to your point, like, you should know better.
The only rule they changed was regulations involving, like, whether or not you had to know how the bus worked, right? Like, I mean, but it wasn't... hey, can you bring a gun on? They didn't skip, can't bring a gun on the bus class.
I understand, but sometimes when you start, you know, lowering, looking for people, you You get gun guy.
I would think like no.
I'm just
like,
saying, we, maybe.
No, here's my take on that.
What
would
an
be,
old man take. It used to be good. All those good bus drivers back in the day that used to just get caught drunk in the drive-thru at McDonald's. That was a story.
Usually the newer the employee, the more you're scared about breaking. Or you haven't found those loopholes
That
yet.
Old new guy.
Okay. New old guy.
You know what I'm talking
about. You're not comfortable enough on the job to be making those decisions yet.
Okay. I want to go back to that point. All right. 252-WCMF. We got folks waiting on hold. I do want to be clear.
Yeah.
The Naples School District, where this happened in Ontario County, says he is no longer employed by the school.
I would think.
So that was a quick
decision, yeah.
And he just bought a new gun.
252-WCMF. We're talking about a 57-year-old man, a bus driver in Ontario County. He was arrested yesterday, charged with a whole bunch of stuff after police say in the middle of the day, while driving the bus, no kids on it.
No, I think this
was an impulse buy.
He went to a retail store, purchased a .22 caliber rifle, got back on the bus, put the rifle while still in the box under his seat, and went back to work. The Ontario County Sheriff's Department got a complaint later that day. They found the bus on Route 247. They pulled it over. That's when they found not only the rifle and ammunition, but 12 students on board. He has been charged with criminal possession of a weapon on school grounds and endangering the welfare of a child, and they should charge him with the stupidest idea in the history of mankind. Mm-hmm. Nick's on CMF. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
So I actually have my kid going to Naples school, and I've been living through this as it was happening. It's pretty scary to deal with.
Okay, so let's talk about scary, because there's two ways to look at this, mm-hmm. Nick. And look, I, as a father, I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't feel a certain way. I look at this story scarier because a man responsible for my child's safety thought this was a good idea. Because, like, the gun
He didn't think he was endangering anybody.
Yeah, because, I mean, the gun in the box isn't going to hurt anybody, really. Right, Nick? I mean...
Right, but out of all the faculty members, the one person who collects students on a bus, it's just all that together kind of threw me off, and I was really scared for my kid, and I was like, where is this going to go?
Understood. I absolutely understand that. All right, so, I mean, Naples is a small community.
It's pie country out that way.
It is pie country.
Oh, it is pie country.
Great grapes out that way.
Oh, yeah.
Great grapes. I mean, Nick, this has to be one of those things that everybody is going to be talking about forever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is going to be a Naples story.
Okay. I mean, do you have any sympathy for the guy, Tommy, knowing that he's going to live in infamy in this town for the rest of his life?
Yeah, if he's from Naples, he's screwed.
Oh, my.
My kid's going to have to grow up in school, hearing about it all the time.
No, but that guy's got to move. He's got to go to, like, the bright lights of Nunday.
Oh, yeah, that guy's probably going to be. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You guys, too.
Take care. There goes Nick. Let's talk to Brian. He's on CMF. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man, what's up?
Well, I was just thinking the guy might be a little confused. He watched Grown Ups 2 the night before, and Adam Sandler did it.
Okay, so I just want to be clear. You sound like a great guy, Brian. Mm. Nobody ever called the show again with references to a sequel to an Adam Sandler movie. Like, I mean, Adam Sandler movie is just bad enough. Sequel to an Adam Sandler movie.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, he might just been a little confused.
No, I hear you. Brian, can't wait to see Happy Gilmore, too. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good one.
There goes Brian. All right.
Go ahead.
So going back to the story.
Yeah.
You know, your argument was because they lowered requirements for bus
drivers. Well, they were struggling to get people in, and, you know, they were, you know, maybe he's an older cat, retired. He goes, yeah,
okay.
I'll drive a bus.
I'm going to ask Kimmy first, then we can go to you. Kimmy.
Uh-huh.
If we are going to speculate here, if the allegations are true, do you think this guy was a newer bus driver that was going to claim he didn't know what he did was wrong?
Yep.
Or is this guy a man that's been doing this job for so long, he figured, I've been around long enough, what's the worst that happens?
I'm going to say, based on my personal work experience, the guys and gals that run errands in the middle of the day don't tend to be the newer employees.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Good theory.
You know, like, they get a little comfortable, you know, the company vehicle is now their own vehicle.
Okay.
That is, that seems like I've had a lot of time on this job kind of move.
All right, Tommy, a nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Yeah, what's that?
I ask you this question.
Yeah.
Would you be more alarmed if he was a guy that's had this job for 30 years? Or would you be more alarmed if he's a guy that's had this job for 6 months?
Oh, I'd be more alarmed if he was a veteran and thought this was a good idea.
Okay.
Like, new guy... doesn't really have that much invested in this thing. It's like an afterthought job in retirement. That at least makes sense. But if you've been around, if you're a veteran guy thinking this was okay, That's a scarier scenario.
Okay, but counterpoint to that, I mean, if it's a newer employee, guy that's been around less.
But he came in on the COVID wave.
Okay, whatever it is, that means that your theory that that lowering the bar is bringing in inept bus drivers is true, which would be a scarier thought. And I'm not saying that, but that's what your theory was.
It kind of went that way, yeah. Because it's so insane to do this.
Oh, you know what I'm dying to know?
What?
How much time he saved causing this major scene in Ontario?
Like he was saving a little time. Yeah, I'm making a run right now. I don't want to double back later.
It's the only reason you would do it.
Yeah, like where you didn't have time to like drop it off in your car or something.
Exactly.
Put it in your car.
Well, no, even putting the gun on the bus in the first place would still be against the law.
It would, right. But I could I can't understand, but I could see the guy thinking, well, nobody will even know it was on here because I'm gonna drive it back and drop it off in my car.
But you can also see the damn box that the gun was in.
You didn't even bother to put like a coat
over
it or something.
Get a bag for this?
You know what I mean?
Can I get a bag, for my 22 caliber
bag that
rifle?
Up.
Okay. If he saved an hour instead of having to leave the bus, go home, and then go back after work. Do you kind of get where he was coming from?
We've all been in a rush and tried to cut corners. That I understand.
It's like, bro,
I do understand that.
No, you can't understand. It was an idiot question. You're an idiot for answering it. Because like, if this guy say 15 minutes, 15 minutes, it makes the story even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right, I want to get home in time for Jeopardy.
Yeah. But you know how your day starts piling up and backed up on you? Every second counts, man.
And, like, here's the thing.
What's that?
Here's what's even more mind-blowing. Again, the story yesterday in Ontario County, a bus driver in the middle of the day, 57 years old, went to a retail store while driving the bus. No kids when he bought it. Went into a retail store, bought a 22 caliber rifle, then got back on the bus with the rifle still in the box, put it under his seat. Police say they got a complaint later that day, found the bus on Route 247. They pulled the bus over with 12 students on board. They found the rifle still in the box under his seat. We don't know how they were made aware that the gun was there in the first place. He was arrested, charged with endangering the welfare of a child and possession of a weapon on school grounds. He will try to defend himself to the people he knows.
Oh, sure.
He will be in a bar or a restaurant, right? Yeah. Whatever it is. How?
I don't know about the.
What is? I want to know his excuse. I want to know what his thought process is. Where he in that moment didn't think this would be an issue.
He would have to have thought that the fact that it wasn't loaded,
okay,
and it was still in the box, it was completely safe.
Okay,
that's got to be his only thing, right?
Okay, but it's a gun.
I understand.
School.
I mean, you would just think
gun
people,
school.
People it's seeing a loose this gun. It may alarm some people. Just that thought alone.
It's a gun.
Right?
Yeah. Loose gun.
Got a loose gun.
Rolling around on the floor.
It's a boxed gun.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Stevie. Hey, Stevie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
So my understanding, and I could be completely wrong, is don't you need a background check before you can buy a gun?
No, pistols.
I didn't think it was for rifles.
Oh, okay.
I could
I was
be wrong.
Say, if he needed a background check, did he get the background check and then it cleared and then he was like, oh, now
oh,
I can
no.
go pick up my gun after I drop off the kids?
No, Stevie's right. You do need a back. I have it here. According to the state, you need a background check to buy or transfer a 22 caliber rifle in New York State with some exceptions. She's right. He may have already bought this, passed the background check, and was just picking it up.
Yeah, because his time was up.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to speak incorrectly. You know I'm not a gun guy, Stevie.
Yeah, I'm not a gun girl either, but, you know, just based on what I thought you had to do. But
okay, no, that makes sense.
It seems like even crazier that you knew you were going to pick up a gun in the school bus after you already passed your background check. Like, what? How did you pass the background check?
I'll say this, Stevie. The next background check ain't going to go so smooth.
Yeah, not so much.
Stevie, thanks for the call. What rifle do... Aren't there rifles you don't need a background check
I
for?
I thought it was just for pistols.
Maybe it's a shotgun? Am I an idiot? I'm an idiot, aren't I?
Maybe it's all guns then?
Okay.
Any gun in New York State?
Jason just wrote us on Twitter, says all guns in New York must have a background check. Well, that's good.
I'm from Florida. You can get one with a rental car. It's an option.
As long as you keep it in a box under the seat. We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Eric's got the last word. Hey, Eric, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, so yeah, you do need a background check for all firearms in New York State,
okay.
Whether they're used, new, shotgun, rifle, pistol, none of that matters. At the end of the day, a background check could be delayed and you could be put on a wait list and take time. However, usually, like I bought one this weekend from Bass Pro, that takes, I don't know, probably about 20 minutes, got cleared, went through, and everything was good to go.
Oh, so you can, wait.
So you can fast track a background check?
It's not really fast track. It's all availability of the, because you got state background checks, then you got your federal background checks, and the federal background check is sometimes what could take longer. But as long as somebody's working at the FBI processing stuff, they clear you. You're good to go.
Okay, wow. It kind of sounds like in 20 minutes they just turn you around, look at your back, and then give you the rifle.
Okay,
it's a little more involved than that. Like I have my pistol permit. They usually clear a lot of people with pistol permits since that's the biggest background check you could possibly have and biggest license. So if you have that, it also already pretty much clears that you're usually a pretty decent person. So
okay. All right. Let me ask you this, Eric, because you seem to know way more than we do, which is anything.
Mm-hmm.
This guy now that he's facing his charges of having a gun on school property and endangering the welfare of a child, he probably can't buy a gun from this point forward?
And I think that depends on once he's convicted, I would assume.
If he's convicted, yeah, okay, you're right, because it's an allegation, if he's convicted. All right, Eric, if he is convicted, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Do they take the guns he already has away?
Yeah, to my knowledge, they actually send somebody from the state and or feds to the house, and they will. And they may have already actually done that, even just being accused. I'm not sure. Just
can you ever get them back?
I had a buddy that got a DWI a while ago. They took his guns, and they ended up giving them back to him. But yeah, I mean, I don't know the stipulations on that.
All right. Well, Eric, thank you for all the information. Man. We're going to blindly trust because we don't know anything.
All right, boys. You guys have a good day.
All right, there goes Eric. They call a 20-minute background check, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. If you've already had a background check and you're buying it, you've already got some stuff. They got stuff on.
Unless something happened in between. Like, well, I don't know, bringing a gun on a school bus.
Yeah.
I do also just want to point out that even if this guy didn't buy a gun, just the image of a school bus sitting out in front of a gun store.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
let's
it's
just
the
say you just went there to look around, man. Like, still a bad look.
I'm browsing.
But if I'm out in the country, that wouldn't disturb me as much.
Yeah, a school bus in the parking lot of a gun store.
In a country.
A little bit.
If you're way out in God's country, and there's a...
Where's God's country?
Middle of the day school bus driver out there.
Okay, all right.
I don't think that would bother me.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of the lifestyle.
All right, well, that means 2/3 of the break room would be bothered by a school bus in front of a gun store.
Yeah, but if you're in gun country...
What is... Every part of this country is gun country.
Good gun country.
What? No, this is not... Was this good gun country? Because he was not good with this gun, if the allegations are
true.
I'm
saying there's good people on both sides.
Shut up. Let's take a break.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You feel that?
Oh, I'm feeling it.
It's joy. It's happiness.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, no, I know. I'm looking at your face right now. And you don't even enjoy these anyway, so this doesn't apply to you.
But... Well, it sounds like it's very fattening.
Yeah, so what? Who cares?
Your ass.
You only get one spin around this blue marble, buddy. Why not enjoy it all you can?
Yeah, you only get one ass. Don't turn it into a double.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The Shamrock Shake is back.
Oh!
Okay, well, kind of. It'll be nationwide back at McDonald's by February 10th, but there are already locations that have it going right now. So you may be lucky enough to have a McDonald's in your area, in your town, your neighborhood, that's serving the Shamrock Shake.
That's a mint shake, right?
Yeah, yes.
Mint flavor. Mint and vanilla, I think.
Yep, you got it. Green, it's a green one.
Yeah.
They also, a couple years ago, started adding Oreos to it, so you can do the straight
Why
up.
Not? Why not? Yeah, throw right. some cookies in
Why
there.
Why not?
So you can do the straight up traditional Shamrock Shake?
Yeah.
And the Oreo Shamrock.
So is it blended Oreos in it?
It's like cookie pieces.
Okay, like crumbs. All right.
Yeah.
They bust them up.
Everybody that's not you knew what that meant.
No, I've seen them do the Oreo in the blender.
You do an Oreo in a blender, you do it. I've seen the fennel Oreo.
I saw it.
This is the greatest time of the year.
Well, you're Irish. You dig all this.
It has nothing to do with
crap.
Well, yes, when my great-great-grandfather, Seamus Duffy, got off the Mayflower with his Shamrock Shake in hand. The Shamrock Shake may be the most unappreciated gem ever.
Oh, okay.
It is the best limited run fast food option in the history of America, and I'm dead ass serious when I say that. It is literal perfection.
But here's what I don't get about it.
Please tell me.
It doesn't sound like it goes well with like burgers and fries.
It
like,
goes amazing with burgers and fries.
I don't get because mint overtakes your mouth anytime
you
eat it.
I'm not, like, a big mint person, but they have found the perfect amount of mint in these shakes. Like,
I'm with the burger.
I'm with you. Usually, like, I'm not like a mint combo person. Like, I don't.
Right, I don't taste anything else.
But this, I mean, the McDonald's has perfected it. It's delicious.
The mint is not overpowering, but it's enough to make it unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mint chocolate chip, but it's more the vanilla. It's exactly what it has to be. And the consistency of the shake
is
like silk going down the back of your throat.
Well, you love that on a Saturday night.
I do. I will drink all the Shamrock shakes on a Saturday night. I will do that. I will do that. No one else in the world has been able to successfully replicate what McDonald's has done with the Shamrock shake.
It's got to be one of the most spiked beverages after purchase in America.
Shamrock shake with a shot of Jameson.
Well, think about it. To me, if you like that kind of stuff, you're throwing a shot of whiskey in there. It all ties into St. Patty's Day and all that. You know what I mean?
I mean, true. I love me some whiskey, but I don't want to ruin my Shamrock
shake. You've never tried it. It's gonna
be delicious. I've had. I mean, it's not bad. I like the shake better on its own. I'll just drink whiskey after. Beer for my men, Shamrock shake for my horses. Not only is the Shamrock shake back.
Yeah, what else is going on?
McDonald's is also bringing back something we haven't seen in decades.
Oh.
You know Grimace, the purple monster?
Yeah.
His uncle, Uncle O'Grimacy.
I didn't know there was an uncle.
Has also returned. He's Green Grimace that wears a green Shamrock vest and a green hat.
So is he just around for the holiday?
Yes, he's an Irish version of Grimace. Okay. Have you never seen Uncle O'Grimacy?
So I didn't know Grimace was Irish.
Wow.
Well, no, he's got an uncle. I guess he would be Irish if he's got a family member. I don't know how he ended up purple. There are some purple potatoes in Ireland.
Okay.
But it's kind of funny.
What's that?
Well, I mean, I love Uncle O'Grimacy, right?
Mm.
They had to figure out a way to work an Irish kid.
Yeah, like, I got an idea, guys. In the boardroom. All right. Grimace. You ready? Yeah. Grimace. Green.
Yeah.
Question. Wouldn't the Ronald McDonald's uncle be the Irish one?
Yeah. McDonald. That makes more sense. No, you're 100% right.
Why make it Grimace's uncle?
I don't know, though, but he's adorable. It's literally the same costume.
Well, yeah, why go out of the way? Just paint it green.
252 WCMF. We're talking about Shamrock Shakes. They are back nationwide at McDonald's February 10th, but there are already locations in our area that have them now.
You know, the McFatties are lining up for a sip.
Don't talk about my cousins that way.
I can't even imagine what the calories and sugar are in a large McFatty.
Don't you dare look that up.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't. That's what I just
I
said.
I don't want to know.
Literally just said
Do you
that.
Think, like, when you drink that, you're drinking something healthy?
No, but you're really doing some damage.
Nobody ever has gotten a Shamrock Shake and been like, well, now I don't have to go to the gym today.
You're the one adding booze to it 5 minutes ago.
Ooh, face. But
what
makes the Shamrock Shake a perfect concoction?
What's that?
Past the brilliant amount of mint, past the consistency of it, it is one of those rare treats, Kimmy. It's enough. When you are done with your Shamrock Shake,
I hope it's enough.
No, what I'm
saying. You just ate a shake.
You get a medium or a large.
Yeah.
When you are done, you are satisfied. Because with most stuff, if it's really, really good, even if you're full, you want more.
Yeah, but usually you get that sugar crash coming after like an hour.
No, I'm saying, but I don't want more of it.
Right.
I will have a Shamrock Shake. And that's it. That's all I need. I will finish it. I will be done with it. I will suck up all the little parts of the bottom, and I look at it, and I go, yes, that is exactly what I needed in the perfect amount of size.
Well, what else would you think you would want?
More Shamrock Shake.
Because you probably ate a burger and fries with it.
No, but yeah, I don't sully my shake with my food.
Well, my point. To me, I didn't even think they went together. You and Kimmy said it's
no, they do.
You just go for the shake and nothing else?
So here's what I'll do. Now, I'm not saying that the shake takes away from the burgers or the burger takes away from the shake. They do go well together.
Yeah.
But if I go to McDonald's, I will get my burger and fries and eat that first, then get my Shamrock Shake, or I will go just for the Shamrock Shake.
That's kind of weird.
A lot of people go just for the Shamrock Shake.
Really?
Yeah. You get a cherry, too, and it's got whipped cream on top. Oh, it's so good.
Wait, is cherry and mint in this thing?
It's just a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Like on a sundae.
And then it's got the mint ice cream around it. You save it towards the end. You get a little, like, burst. Oh, God. I can't wait till I'm going Sunday. I can't wait.
I'm going Sunday.
It's a cheat meal.
I'm pissed. You know, I was in Ottawa over the weekend.
Yeah.
Hockey tournament, my wife and kids. We had to take two separate cars because I had to come from work on Friday.
Yeah.
They stopped on the way home at a McDonald's. And they had the Shamrock Shake already, and they got one. But they didn't tell me because I would have stopped at that McDonald's. I was right behind them.
Oh.
They didn't. I was pissed, like legitimately pissed.
Oh, you lost a nice road shake.
Bro. Oh, my God.
Nothing like a road shake.
If I was stranded on a desert island
and
I could only have one dessert for the rest of my life, so I guess it would be a dessert island.
Yeah.
It would be the Shamrock Shake.
Really? Of all the desserts?
Name me a better one.
I mean, I mean, they're better desserts. I mean, name any cake.
No, you gonna have cake with no milk?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I'm talking. If we're talking straight desserts,
what kind of psycho are you?
If you're talking like the greatest dessert, it's not one I'm gonna drink.
Yeah, no, I'm drinking it. No, I mean, it's perfect. If you eat cake, you need milk. If you eat cookies, you need milk. Ice cream, not gonna last. I want my shake.
All right.
Give me my Shamrock Shake. I can't even ask you that
I
question.
I went off this island.
Oh, my God. I don't like
sweets. The island of dessert shakes.
I don't like sweets. It's not good.
It's not good for you.
It ruin everybody's
It ruins your teeth. Ow. You're gonna get diabetes.
What are you talking about? Look at me. I've been eating sweets my whole life. I'm totally fine.
You're not that old.
No, what?
And you got Civil War teeth. You open your mouth, it looks like Gettysburg.